Tibet, Kamash Mari, a person who was afraid to go to war. He says, Kimishu Yori Achay Abtobas Akoyev, the person that has a Tobas that you go to Kodesh Boku, Kodesh Boku watch over you during the war, and he's still afraid that maybe something's going to happen to him. Eina B'tzeh Hashem Keroi, V'lo Yasa L'Nes. In other words, the Besem, when Klai Yisrael is on the right level, and that's the way the Lechatchila, the war was set up in Klai Yisrael, and when we go to war, we come back, every single one comes back. Not one person dies in the way. And that's based on the fact that the person, as we told him, the words of Hashem that are given over by the Kohen. So the person, after he hears the words of the Kohen, he's still afraid. That shows that he's not on that level of Bitochen, and therefore he's not worthy to go to war. So a very interesting way of examination before you get accepted to the Israeli army. The Jewish Israeli army. Yeah. You have to hear Bitochen that nothing's going to happen and just stay calm. Yeah. Achmish, Yare, Achay, Tochen, that's on the top of Tochen, you test. Hey, lo Bitochen, may lo Yasa, lo Ness. He won't be zeicha to the Shmiya Yoyna. And the mess, he's putting himself in danger. Yeah. Okay. After the parentheses, just in the parentheses, he says it's room for mistake. In the Rambam, that everybody under the Hasidim, Hashem just leaves them to Yikrit, which is not true. There is Hashkova over every Jew. We say every day, Hashem Elikeinu. Hashem is our God. Our God means that He has an interaction with us. There is a kind of interaction with the Hashkova Jibbol. It just means that, that the level of intervention of Hashkova Jibbol will be limited. As the Kodesh Baruch Hu is always interacting with us. But there's one level of interaction is that Hashem lets things go with a regular, natural course. And the other Mahasim that Hashem intervenes to protect the person. That level of intervention is based on the level of talking that we have in our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yeah. Just telling somebody that you're listening to Rebbe said, a lot used to tell people about Parnosa. Sometimes a person would come up to him and ask him about a certain Parnosa, which was not so flat. Like one of the times was in the year 2000, they were expecting all the Christians from all the world to come to the Holy Land. So there's a big Parnosa, potential Parnosa, of selling crosses to them. So, yeah, I think they ended up not showing, just the Pope came and nobody else came with him. But whatever it was, doesn't make a difference what happened. So if it was told him that you want to know if it's Moses that sell this thing or not, I don't want to get involved in it. But I can tell you one thing, the Parnosa is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I don't think this is the type of Parnosa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is overly excited about. So you might as well just work together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, if people would always, when they go through the business dealings in such a fashion, that first let me see if I'm in line and sync with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if I'm sync with our Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's Kavaldi. And if not, then there's a guy that traveled from Atlanta as a maestro that many years ago in America. So he's giving a hefshir in the with a bakery that had a hefshir. One of the things you used to in those days to have a hefshir is you have to be shomer Shabbos. If all the ingredients are not kosher, but you're not Shomer Shabbos, you can't get Hashem. So he heard that one of the bakeries was planning to open up on Shabbos. So he right away went over to the Baal Post and said, you know, we're going to have to take away Hashem. He says, the guy tells him, what can I do? I just want to also. He tried to convince him that, you know, on the same line. He said, but the Parnosa is from Hashem. Second that, you know, you lose all your from clients. Anyway, in that case, it didn't work. But it's funny how, or sad, or whatever you want to call it, how the Yitzhak could could fool a person very easily that to think otherwise. You know, unfortunately, here and there we have this mice in the bed from people that fall doing terrible things. But it all stems from the fact that they're not living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's absurd. The Tzohar is so powerful. The Goyim said the Nochash, you know, is an example of the Tzohar. So he made two tainas. The first taina was that Hashem said you can't eat anything. And that father said, no, you can eat everything except for the Tzedas. Then he said, well, if you eat from the Tzedas, you eat some Kelikin. You'll be like a god. So the Goyim says these are the two primary tainas of the Tzohar. Number one is, if you don't have this, it's impossible. You can't live without it. My person has a tie of a hamburger and a hefshir. Every time he passes the store, Zetar tells him, life will not be the same without a hamburger. You just have to have it. And then if he's never, he's nichshel, and he tastes it, and then he says, life is a mistake. So, that's number one. Every time the Zetar, tries to convince us that we have to have that thing. We have to do that thing. We have to get angry. We have to do this. After according to the last 10 minutes of the Shemone Esrei, how you have to feel it, you have to do it. There's 100 things, and then we say, "No, I can live very fine with that." Then the more dangerous time is the second of Nisim Kelikim, which is saying, "Submit, submit it. You have to do it to change your mind." Like a guy who's has a butcher and he's had some cash flow problems, and he gives $1,000 a month for stocking. And he's not going to be able to continue giving his stocking. So and he makes a fashion in 1 second. If he starts selling not kosher meats, so he'll make more profit, he'll be able to give more stocking. So if we move on, anyone thinks for a second, the guy's insane. I mean, he gives stocking because that's what Hashem wants. Hashem doesn't want you selling not kosher meats, you have it from juice. So maybe he doesn't need your stocking. Yeah. So upon that, these are mashalim that everybody, each one of us, with a yitzhar, is always convincing us. So the way we have to go is always before we make a decision, realize, is this really what Hashem wants? Is this the way Hashem wants me to do this? Mamish Hashem shemirecha Hashem silka yadi vilecha. Hashem is watching over you, and Hashem is tzilcha. He's your shadow, your shade. Al yad yimnecha. So he says, "In other mara etzvay leitol selo umara etzvay." If you stick out a finger in the sun, so you can have shade underneath it, the shape of your finger. If you stick out a whole hand, then you'll have shade the size of a whole hand. The way we have our Eretz Hashem towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that creates a bigger Shmirut. So Bitochen, that's what our goal of Bitochen is. It should be 24/7. Sometimes people, there are certain times of the day they feel more that Kodesh Baruch Hu with them, other times of the day that in their own world. And that's not good, because they're losing out their part of the day. Our goal in life is that every second of the day I should think that I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and another level. The biggest status I can do is to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it comes to the common problem people have is for some reason wherever they daven, the tefillah is always 5 minutes too long. So if it's ready by your goal, see, and have to start already putting away the tefillin and start thinking of where you're going to the next stage. But if we think of this, if I'm living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is giving me everything in my spot in life, and my goal is to be miskarach, and I think it's important to him that if we set an appointment, I stay to the end of the appointment, I don't leave the middle. That's all the other way around sometimes. The way around comes late to the appointment. Like what Shimshon Pinkus used to say. He said, forget that talking about religious, is it right or wrong coming late to davening? He says, it's not that serious. He sets an appointment with somebody, you come 5 minutes late, and then you try to sift through all your requests. A king says, He comes in to speak with me at 7 o'clock. And then he shows up at 7:05 and he says, I know the king doesn't have time, so I just rattle off all my requests for you. So, like we're saying, the Torah has to be something real. I have to feel it. And if it's real, then it will affect the way I behave and the value I give to different things in the course of the day. Yeah. There's once, there's a letter from Lisa Kuzner, a nice letter, that a person was learning Kabbalah and started going to work. And he was writing about, that he feels a little bit like he has a double life. He used to be the man learning the whole day, and now he's only learning a little bit of the day and working most of the day. So, Lisa Kuzner wrote him back with a moshe. He said, you have a person who lives in a one-room apartment. And Baruch Hashem, he had a little more fun. Also, if he wants to enlarge his living quarters, there's two ways of doing it. He can either buy another one-room apartment a block away, or he can switch the one-room apartment to a two-room apartment. So, if he took the one-room apartment and put another one-room apartment a block away, so that's an issue. One-room apartment is a contradiction to the other, because if you want to be here, it can't be there. You want to be there, it can't be there. So, you don't really get anything. He just got himself more frustrated because he doesn't even know where to be. Aside from the fact that he doesn't have enough room. If he switches to a two-room apartment, then nothing matters. Life is more pleasant. I had a two-room apartment. He says, that's the ideal. The time in the base measures, the time out of base measures, is not two one-room apartments. The right approach is, you have switched a one-room apartment to a two-room apartment. You have broadened the arena of your Avodas Hashem from being only inside the base measures, because that's where you were the whole day. And then you weren't there the whole day, but primarily you were there. Two, the time that you're in the base measure, and the time that you're at work and everything else. But the Etzem, you're in the same arena. You're in the same thing of Avodas Hashem and everything you do. Yeah. Hitli the Vaya Yisrael Adon Lazer Haram of the Seif Amoyer Asher Zer Omer Admor Chas V'Sholim. The Rabbi said something amazing in Moyer Buchim. That the Mashgiach, Rabbi Yehuda said, Chas V'Sholim in the Tayyas the Rambam Kitulosof. One Chas V'Sholim shouldn't say, describe the Rambam as a philosopher. Asher Rak the Hagid Rav Shu Yoda Philosophy. He was aware, he knew the Chokhma philosophy. That's why the Kurdish Elion, you use the right to know the Chokhma Kedish Mayer Bukhim, Yine Zor of Shah. He quotes from the Rambam, the end of Mayer Bukhim, that we see a lot of things in the Rambam itself. You see the tremendous Kedusha and Bitochel and Heron of Kedush Bol. The famous Rambam at the end of Hilkas Mezuzah, how he describes it. When a person walks through a Mezuzah, he's Nifkash, Yehuda, he's Borah. He reminds himself that Kadosh Baruch Hu was the only force in the world. And suddenly he wakes himself up from all the Havla Yilam Azed, and he recalibrates himself what life is really all about. That's what happens to the Rambam whenever he walks through a mezuzah. Yeah, some people notice that this one doesn't have one. At least when it's there to pay attention, this is what it is. It's refocusing on what life is all about. Hashem Eli came and Hashem Eli. A co-part of the Rambam, and then when you look at him, he says like this. Ha'lo asher shofo leinim asher yisborach u'dobit b'dev ha'dobuk b'ineinu v'ino. The connection between us and Kodesh Baruch Hu is our Sefer. That is the creed that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us to connect to Him, to our Sefer. But shuz and sur l'chol in tirtu l'chazik ha'dobuk ha'zeh tazeh. A person has the ability to mechazik this connection with Hashem through his Sefer. That's even on a basic level, just learning Torah. By learning Torah, you're using a sefer to understand the Rotzei Hashem. That's a very good question. And if you want to weaken it, till it will fall apart, you can do that also. The Lord is Chazik, Zeh, Hatovuk, Ra, Ra, the Ishtar, the Ishtameshko, Boy, Ra, Avas Hashem. The chizuk of this dibuk this seichel will work if you're using it for avos Hashem. V'shetia kavanos ve'ilef. He said basically, Hashem has given us seichel that can connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we use the seichel to strengthen our avos Hashem, then in Chanan it will connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we use our seichel for other things, then it will take us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First, we use the seichel, it's very smart. And use the seichel just for physics or math or whatever it is. It'll take them away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though the physics themselves and the math themselves are something that they arouse us to the tremendous wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but if you just get totally involved in any chokhmah without the connection to Hashem, you lose it. That's why if you read any books on natural science, you say, wow, as much as I thought there needs to be a creator, I need it's a million times more. It's so infinitely more complex than I thought it was. But the Maaseh, like Rabbeinu Bachari says, nature is called Teva. Teva. Teva is the same letter to drown, to bear it down. But she says that if you have a Kodesh Bobo first and then you look into the Teva, the more you look into the Teva, the more you feel like Kodesh Bobo. It's unbelievable words. Like everything fits in, it's exact. Calibrated with the math in the world, the physics of the world, and the chemistry of the world, everything. Just amazing. Everything fits in perfectly. And everything is so fine-tuned and to act so perfect. But if you just look at the chokhmah, that's the nature of a human being. He doesn't think past the chokhmah. He drowns in the chokhmah. So that's what Rambam is saying. If you're starting for his avos Hashem, that's what the Rambam writes in Hebrew, one of the ways to get to avos Hashem is to look at the Bria. If you look at the great Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you say, oh, what an amazing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that created this Bria for us. And the more you look into the Bria, you enhance your avos Hashem. The Rambam says the mitzvah means another form of avos Hashem, which is the free range from the Torah itself, even more direct way of recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chokhmah of the Torah, the values of the Torah. And also that, the person is wants to connect more to Hashem through the Torah. So if he does in such a fashion that he's involved in this, what he calls avos Hashem, like we know the Rambam says, then the hook is truth about avos Hashem. It's something that overtakes the person. Whatever he's, if you really have true avos Hashem, whatever you're doing, you always try to enhance that more and more. But if not, like we're saying, the seichel could take a person away. Human seichel has taken us to such horrible places in every fashion. When it's detached from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Teva, sha'ata. That's the difference between a philosopher and the Rambam. There's a lot of differences, but one of the basic differences is the philosopher is worshipping his own intelligence. And that could bring him to the famous philosopher, they asked him, you write these books in very deep philosophy, how could you behave in such a moral fashion? And the purported line that he said was that, well, if I hate a mathematician, do I have to behave like a triangle? What am I to do with all that? This is my study, and this is myself. The place is all the other way around. The pondering of the truths of the world, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, brings us to higher levels of Kiryas Elikim. And Avos Hashem. Teva, Sha'ato. V'lu he'isa ha'kochum sh'b'nei odom sh'mitza ha'kochum. V'amitiz ha'kochum elikiz. If you would be the wisest person in the chokhum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sh'tichlim ha'sha'atlecha l'maychum, Tzorich, or the Asik Tzorich, if you have to distract yourself from your pondering Kodesh Baruch Hu by involving yourself in food that you need to eat or some other stuff that you need to do for Panos or whatever it is, for a Pesakta or Dito Gahi, Asher Beinchel Ben Hashem Yisborach. Beinchel Imo, Oz. If for, at the time that you're eating, at the time you're involved in yourself, you are not thinking about the Chokhmah of Kodesh Baruch Hu, then in the Chanami, those points of time, you made a break in that Keshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein Chaimo Oz. V'chein hu heino imcho. And at that point of time, you're not with him, he's not with you. Ki al yachas ta'u ha'shev b'eichu b'eino v'anishtak t'poil b'eisahi. V'lizeh hoi makpidim ha'chafidim al ha'shois shoi v'teilim b'hem v'lachshu v'shem v'esiru v'imenu v'omru al tifno keil v'idaycha. Chazal say, you should never distract yourself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't push it out of your mind. My success, certain acts that are the story is an acting actor as well. The person goes to watch movies or whatever, that type of thing. That's not a pushing Hashem. Going to the Olam Adinyan and leaving the Olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From the Tovid, Shavisi Hashem Negdi Tovid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Tovid enough that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of him constantly. And we know that's the first halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. Shavisi Hashem Negdi Tovid. If I'm not bringing it, and that's from these words in the Rambam. Kimi Minoi Balemot. I will never turn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it says in the Ramah. That's something to strive for. But it says Shavisa Shem Negisav means when a person's sitting and talking, he always feels that he's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that affects his behavior. If they have kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person has to relate to it. Just like a person doesn't detach himself from his right hand, he doesn't attach himself to the Machshava HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So these are my Vegas, and come on. So Rambam held that was the right madriga to live on. That was the madriga the Rambam was living on. He was a very busy person. But and I don't know, like I'm saying, it doesn't mean that let's say I'm making shoes. So while I'm making shoes, I have to think about Rajva, or think about Kabbalah, or think about the case of Kosh Bo. Because if you do that, you only put shoes. Yeah, and that's not the Rosh Hashem, that shoemaker should not make good shape, good shoes. That's the right set. It says, Aloy was a shoemaker, and it was Miyahed Yichudim. Whenever he made the shoes, he said, what is Yichudim? What is holy was? His thoughts were, because Bob gave his position to make shoes to benefit people. I can make the best possible shoes for the people. That is a nutshell of taking stuff from the Bob. Because what I'm doing in a fashion that is the Rosh Hashem Bob. Same thing with any parnassus that we're involved in, or any other thing, physical things we're involved in. But also, it's something that I can want to do in the spirit of Kodesh Baruch Hu, to make cash and myself to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if you like ice cream, you can also do that, the right kavana. So you can say, what do you mean? I have enough kayach to learn if I just eat whatever it is, bread. Well, you have this drink, and sure, drink, get enough proteins. Yeah. But it's not true, because if you like ice cream, and you eat the ice cream, you say, oh, it's such a wonderful ice cream, it's good, I could be vocal, it needs to taste it. I know you want me to feel good, I really enjoy it. So, nothing else. It's a much over to you. You don't have to have your much over to always make you not be happy for where you are. How do that? If something I shouldn't be doing, then I shouldn't be happy doing it, I shouldn't do it. There's something I should be doing, then I need it. There's always an upshot together with it. That I'm with my Kodesh Baruch Hu, not run away from my Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you say for the minute, take advantage both of the times, so in the days of measures, and with that one, because you can. With my Kodesh Baruch Hu. With my Kodesh Baruch Hu. And run away outside also, with my Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we say it's a special Shemir and Kibbutz of the team, which is the tactics of our lives.